We're gonna start the march very soon. Our final speaker is Maulana Shafiq Huda. He's a very prolific and very passionate fighter for human justice and human rights around the world. Sheikh Shafiq Huda is a veteran of this movement and the resistance in the West. So please invite him up with a warm welcome. Sheikh Shafiq Huda.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. I begin in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. I also echo my dear brother Ali's statement that I thank every one of you, children, my sisters, my friends in humanity, my brothers in other faiths. At these Al-Quds rallies, I have spoken to my Christian brothers and sisters. I have spoken to my Jewish brothers and sisters. I have spoken to my Muslim brothers and sisters. I have spoken to even atheist brothers and sisters, because there is one common denominator in all of us. We have the love of humanity and justice in our hearts. And that's what has kept us coming here to these functions every day. You will try to stop us. The community and the politicians will try and stop us. Label us as anti-Semites. We are all Semites. We are all of the same group. Right. The only thing we will not tolerate is not a religious or a faith community. We will not tolerate any injustice or any unjust development or unjust entity, wherever they are, in any state, form, or whatsoever. Right. More than any other nation on the face of this earth, the Zionist entity of Israel has been condemned by the United Nations, by human rights organizations, by any believer of justice and love of humanity. Why? You're saying that it's anti-Semitism? It's anti-Judaism? Then I would say, why are my Jewish brothers and sisters here today and every year? Yeah. It's not a matter of Semitism or anti-Semitism. It's a matter that the government of Israel, the state of Israel, has committed acts that no other country and no other nation, no other entity has committed. Yeah. Against innocents, against children, against the vulnerable, against the elderly. You will see everywhere around you, those who are the most vulnerable get attacked by the Zionists. Why? If you are not cowards, if you're brave, send your army into Palestine. Why bomb? Why send missiles and aerial bombardments? Start fighting soldier to soldier, face to face. We know you can't do that because you're cowards. You're afraid. Because you will leave in body bags. Yeah. The same body bags that you have caused from the Palestinians. Your army and the Israeli defense forces will leave from Palestine in those same body bags. Yeah. Come forward. We challenge you. We challenge the Israeli defense force. Fight like men, not cowards. Cowards will bomb babies, destroy homes, uproot trees, cause economic desecration. Yeah. Somebody who is not my favorite person, David Cameron, called Gaza the world's largest open-air prison. No freedom to move around or travel. No medical circumstance, no medical availability. Basic medications or antibiotics are not available. Children and elderly and the vulnerable die for simple basic medications that you and I are probably throwing in the garbage every year. This is one thing. I will mention one thing that perhaps may be a bit of a surprise. I am praying for a day to come in our lifetime where we won't need the Al-Quds rally, because Palestine will be free, oppression will be eradicated, injustice will end. That's the day we pray for, so we don't have to meet every Saturday in the holy month of Ramadan. This is our prayer to the Almighty Creator, whether you call Him God or Allah, you call Him Jehovah, whatever name you want to call Him. We pray to the Creator and to the Almighty. A day will come when we will see justice throughout the world, the eradication of the unjust powers, such as the American Empire, such as the Israelis and Zionists, and so the same way that we saw the British Empire wither away, the sun never set on it, the sun sets on it. We will see a day coming, inshallah, God willing, in our lifetime, where this empire, the Zionist Empire, the American Empire, will be down in the dustbins of history, inshallah, God willing. Allahumma ajjil waliyak al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan, salawatu alayhi.